So, how are you guys? So today we are going to talking about hair extensions. So what can you expect from today's discussion? First, what is an hair extension? Second, the different types of hair extension and the pros and cons of each. Third, can hair extensions cause hair loss or hair damage? Fourth, dermatologist recommended tips to prevent hair damage. Fifth, hair loss from extensions, will it grow back? Hello everyone, I am Izaz Sheikh for mrizazguide.in, and in today's discussion we are talking about hair extensions. Wanting long, luxurious hair is something a lot of people lust for years. There is no quick fix to grow your hair overnight. So many people turn to the quick fix of hair extensions. For many women, wearing a wave or extension is a great way to switch up their hairstyle, adding length, volume, and even color. Hair extensions come in a number of different types, and they can be added to the hair in a number of different ways, including clipped, waved, glued, taped, and even micro looped. The different types of hair extensions and hair loss all have different relationships because of the ways they are designed. Similarly, you can wear different hair extensions for a varying amount of time, and this also has a massive impact on hair loss and hair health. However, while these hairstyles offer a range of possibilities, wearing them can damage your natural hair and even cause hair loss if proper precaution and care are not taken. Because a wave or extensions often require women to wear their natural hair tightly pulled, this can be tough on hair. The constant pulling can cause strands of hair to break or fall out, and it could damage your hair follicles. Once the hair follicles are damaged, your hair cannot grow back, leading to permanent hair loss. We are going to walk you through the different types and the pros and cons of each. Clip-in hair extension and hair loss. One very popular hair extension method is having the extensions clipped into the hair. Clipped hair extensions are semi-permanent, and the extensions are attached by clipping small sections of the fake hair to sections of your real hair. Clip-in extensions are good as you can put them in and remove them as and when you wish. The semi-permanent method means you can wear them for a special occasion and then take them out straight after. However, if you wear the extensions on a daily basis, the clips and hair can become quite heavy and put a strain on the hair they are clipped into. This means clip in extension and hair loss have a strong relationship because they can cause hair close to the head where the clips are to become thin, giving off the appearance of shedding. Glue-in hair extension and hair loss. Glue-in hair extensions are simply sections of hair that are glued to the scalp as closely to the hairline as possible. These extensions are a more permanent solution as they have to remove by the use of a solution to dissolve the glue. If the extensions are not placed in the right place, the glue can damage your real hair, and during the removal process some hair can get cut and pulled out. When considering glue in extension and hair loss, the best thing to do is to get them professionally done. This will minimize any risks and ensure that any harmful chemicals are handled properly. Waves and hair loss. Waves are created by braiding the hair into corn rows across the parting, and then using a needle and thread extensions are attached. Waves are very long-lasting. However, if they are applied too tight, they can put a huge strain on the scalp, which if repeated can lead to thinning and blending around the wave. Similar to clip-in extensions, the overuse of getting a wave can cause traction alopecia. Microloops and hair loss. Microloops are one of the most popular types of hair extensions and can last for 6 to 9 months. Small strands of hair are looped around your natural hair and then clipped. Microloops, if fitted properly, are the least damaging to your hair. However, depending on your number of strands you have added to your hair, they can put a great deal to weight and strain on the hair and scalp. This means this kind of hair extension can cause hair loss. To prevent hair damage for a wave or extensions, dermatologists recommend the following tips. To prevent hair damage from a wave or extensions, dermatologists recommended the following tips. To prevent hair damage from a wave or extensions, dermatologists recommended the following tips. First, number one is get your natural hair in good shape. It's important to take care of your natural hair before getting a wave or extension. Make sure your hair is clean and free of buildup from products like hair spray. Use conditioner to keep your hair moisturized and strong. Continue to follow this hair care routine during and in between wearing a wave or extension to keep your hair healthy. See a professional stylist. You should get your wave or extension done by professional. Pay attention when they are working. If you feel pain or have a headache, the hairstyle is too tight. Tight hairstyle can cause traction alopecia, which is form of hair loss caused by repeated pulling on the hair, and it can be permanent. If the hairstyle hurts or feel too tight, ask your stylist to loosen the affected area. Keep your hairstyle clean. Wash your hair as often as needed for your hair type. If you are wearing clip-in extension, remove them before washing your natural hair. Use a gentle moisturizing shampoo and conditioner to keep your scalp clean and hydrated. This is the number three tips. The number four is protect your ears. Your ears, the wispy baby hair that grow around your hairline, are very fragile. Take care of this delicate hair by only using water-based styling gel and moisturizing it with conditioner. Avoid using heated style tool as much as possible. Number 5. Remember how you style your hair and the products you use can go a long way in maintaining healthy hair. If you have questions about caring for your hair or are concerned about hair loss, see a board-certified dermatologist, as the sooner as issue is addressed, the better your results. Number 6. Switch up your hairstyle. To maintain healthy hair, it's important to give your hair a break from a wave or extension. Wave this style for 2 or 3 months at most. Then give your hair a break by switching to a hairstyle without them. Hair loss from extensions, will it grow back? Depending on the stage that the hair loss has reached, it may be possible to grow some hair back and stop any further hair loss, as long as no further tension is applied to the areas. This means no more hair extension, no tight ponytails or braids, no rollers, no hair slides, clips or grips. Hair must be left well alone for several months in order to recover. Your doctor or a medical hair restoration specialist may also be able to prescribe you a topical treatment to help encourage regrowth in more extreme cases.